podcast from Bottom Line.
Greetings, listeners. My name is John Gaffney, and welcome to the Payments Podcast. I'll be your host for this episode that covers the complexity involved when business payments have to stretch across a company's various divisions, departments, and even new acquisitions. And what do you do when your payment seam is stretched to a similar extent? Well, we don't have all the answers on today's episode, but we do have some ideas and ways to go forward, courtesy of our friends at VSE. If you're not familiar with them, VSE is a leading provider of aftermarket distribution and repair services. Operating through its two key segments, the company prides itself on enhancing the productivity and longevity of its customers' high-value business-critical assets. VSE's aviation segment provides aftermarket parts distribution, maintenance, repair, and overhaul services for components and engine accessories to commercial, business, and general aviation operators. The fleet segment specializes in part distribution, engineering solutions, and supply chain management services catered to the medium and heavy-duty fleet market. Now, all of this adds up to a lot of business payments and a lot of pressure on people and processes. And here today to discuss his experience dealing with the complexity of the company of this breadth and depth presents is Sean Eaves. For the past 18 years, Sean has been the assistant treasurer at VSE, covering everything from payments to auditing, to client services, to bank reconciliation. He prides himself on strong analytical skills, a solid understanding of key accounting concepts, and a variety of investment vehicles, as well as his ability to maintain and enhance knowledge of current and evolving concepts, practices, processes, laws and regulations, and technologies in financial management. Sean, welcome.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that great introduction.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the podcast. You know, let's dive in here. You know, when I researched VSE to prepare for this episode, I was absolutely amazed at the different business lines, divisions, and even the acquisition volume your company operates in. What kind of challenges does this present to you and your team?
It presents itself with several unique challenges. You know, we've been on a big acquisition growth mode for the last few years. So anytime you do an acquisition, you've got a new business with their own culture, their own ways of doing things, their own ERP system. And so trying to merge and integrate those things can be a little challenging for us. But we get through it really, really well. We like to have this culture of where we can accomplish anything and get it done. And we've been very blessed at making the right types of acquisitions. So that really helps as well. And, you know, talent is talent. You know, if you got good talent when you're making these acquisitions, it shows through.
Okay, interesting. I'm sure it puts your team under some pressure to apply their talent and resources as well. Do you have a vision for any kind of automation you're going to build into your solutions and how that can make the department more efficient?
Oh, absolutely. You know, automation is we see it as a value-added tool, leveraging the bottom line tools, right, and suite. We really believe that the bottom line tool will help us not only just reduce some of your basic keying errors, but maybe speed up the process. Help us with our cash forecasting, you know, which is kind of near and dear to my heart. Help, you know, avoid any blind spots, invoice that, you know, sitting in somebody's email box and not in the AP process. Just really, really kind of help us hone in on the basic fundamentals and lead some of the other stuff to the experts over there at Bottom Line.
Do you have a vision for how your staff is going to be different when they can be more efficient and automated, Sean?
They're going to be more strategic in their focus. They're basically going to, you know, focus on the payment, you know, when the invoices come in, and just leveraging the tool and the capabilities of the tool. They won't have to worry so much about changing vendor information, you know, regards to banking. They won't have to worry about different payment channels. You know, we've got different processes for each different payment channels and approval authorities and levels and stuff like that, depending upon the payment channel. All the AP staff kind of really has to do is just focusing on the process and the invoice and getting it through. And that's where this bottom line tool is really going to help us.
How do you see it affecting your role? Because I would think that it would take some pressure off you and allow you to interact more strategically with some members of the executive team there at VSE.
Well, like I said earlier, it'll help us avoid some blind spots. Right now, because of the acquisition growth mode we've been in, and like I mentioned before, we've got different ERPs. Data is sometimes siloed in those ERPs, and trying to get it and extract it and consolidate it is a little challenging. Using the bottom line tool, it's almost like a data pool or data lake for us. Once all the different businesses are up and running on the bottom line tool, at the C-suite level, we'll just have a clear, concise picture of what's currently in the hopper to be processed, where it resides. If there's a bottleneck somewhere, it's easy to identify. And like I said, because we're leveraging the automation functionality of the tool, it will really help us speed up, and we can make more business tactical decisions with our cash.
Excellent. So I would think you guys have to pay a lot of different people, a lot of different types of companies. It would have to affect your payment mix, I would think. Does it?
Yes. I mean, we pretty much we leverage every different payment channel out there. We use check, ACH, wire, real-time payments, and credit card. We're a big, big, big believer in credit card. It can be challenging. And as I mentioned before, with each payment channel, we have a bunch of just internal rules on who can do what. Sometimes if it's a check, that AP clerk has to, chase down a signer and says, I need you to sign this check, and that can be a little challenging. Whereas leveraging the bottom line tool, it's very agnostic. The system knows what vendor is supposed to be paid in what different payment channel. And that eases the burden off the AP clerk. Because again, all they have to do is just focus on the payment and just push it through the system, And that just makes their life a little bit more easier. Makes my life a little bit more easier as well.
Yeah, well said, Sean. So Sean, do you expect the paper check usage would go down now that you've taken the next step on automation?
Really, really, really anticipate payment by check to go down, simply because the network that Bottomline has built over the years, I think really supports more and more ACH. From what we've seen, a lot of their suppliers in their system really want ACH. It's the cheapest and easiest method of payment. So I'm anticipating a big decrease in the number of checks, which is good on our part. We want to get out of the paper business of writing checks. So,
yeah, expensive and time consuming, I would think.
Very expensive, very time consuming. Yes.
Yeah. So Sean, one of the things our research shows, and some of our clients have told us, sometimes it's hard to get payment transformation, or some companies call it payment modernization, onto the corporate roadmap. Was it hard for you to get technology approved on the roadmap? Was it a hard sell to the C-suite?
It wasn't a hard sell. They asked a lot of good inquisitive questions. This is something new to them and new to VSE. But, our leadership team, they're new. They're very forward thinking, always looking ways to optimize and be more strategic. Their goal is to partner with folks like Bottomline that will help us scale both organically and inorganically,
Okay. And I would guess that they value the data that's going to be generated from the network.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're already coming up ways to where you can leverage it, not just economies of scale across a certain vendor supplier portfolios, but maybe just finding ways to extend terms with vendors and suppliers. So absolutely, yes.
Okay, well said. Sean, for my last question, I want to ask you about fraud. Was VSE seeing a lot of check fraud or mail fraud, and how important was fraud detection and defense in selecting an automation vendor?
Like many businesses, VSC sees many different types of fraud attempts, both check and ACH. Our banks do a good job at preventing that stuff with, you know, the different positive pay product tools that they have. But criminals are just really smart and technically savvy. And we see all the time these alerts, you know, in the community where about, you know, hackers have, you know, taken over a company's network or their email systems compromised. And it's just kind of put us on the defensive because sometimes we just don't know who we're talking to. And so that means the AP staff has to, okay, well, if we get payment instruction changes from a vendor supplier, we have to reach out and call and, you know, make sure who we're talking to and that these instructions are real. That can be very time consuming. You're having to chase people and coordinate stuff. Whereas the bottom line tool, they do all that vendor onboarding and everything for us. And we don't have to really focus on that. We can, like, again, focus on pushing the payment out the door. They work with the vendors and suppliers to vet them. They contact the vendors and suppliers bank to make sure everything, you know, is accurate and correct. And so we don't have to do that. And a vendor and supplier wants to change their information later on down the road, they can go into their portal for bottom line and they can make those changes. And again, the bottom line team is going back and further vetting those guys. So it just adds a huge level of comfort for us, you know, and again, we can just focus on the fundamental stuff of just getting a payment, you know, getting an invoice processed through the system and a payment out the door.
Do you and your team like going to work a little bit better now?
Yes, we do. We do.
That's cool. All right. Thank you, Sean. That is a wrap for this episode of the Payments Podcast. We've discussed the complexity of the business payments with Sean Eaves, Assistant Treasurer of VSE. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Please join us next time on the Payments Podcast. We're available on Apple, Spotify, and SoundCloud podcast platforms. Thanks again for listening.
The Payments Podcast from Bottom Line.